Hi everyone, and welcome. I'm Tasha, and you're listening to The Humble Abode, a podcast about everything home and design related. From the haute couture of interior design, right through to the humble practicalities of home living, I will be taking a look at how people across the world have created their very own indoor living style. I hope you enjoy it. Let's get started. Hello and welcome, guys. It's Tasha here, and this is my very first ever podcast. So thank you very much for joining. I won't be going too much into detail about myself. This isn't supposed to be any kind of personal lifestyle blog or a biography. Far from it, in fact. Instead, I have chosen to begin this podcast, The Humble Abode, as a fun outlet for talking about a topic which I absolutely love and have done since I was a little girl, and that is architectural and interior design. So in other words, anything and absolutely everything to do with our interior environments. With all that being said, I have to say I'm by no means a professional in this field. I have no formal training whatsoever, other than the reading and the extensive Pinterest searching I have done over the years. However, I do hope that along the course of this podcast, myself and any other listeners that may share this same passion, I hope that we can learn more about the buildings that shape our world. So on today's episode, I wanted to talk about putting the practical into the impractical. And with that, I mean the practicalities of interior design. When I say impractical, that's really just pulling on often the reaction that I get from other people when I talk to them about interior design, that they see it as something perhaps more frivolous, it's not practical, they're just throwing fluffy cushions and a blanket over a bed, and that's really something that I hear a lot. However, as I say, today's focus is going to be on proving that interior design, there really is a lot more thought going into it, and it's something much more concrete than simply adding a picture frame to a bedroom. Case in point, I recently had a conversation with my mum about the piles and piles of clothes, bed sheets and cushions and other knickknacks that are currently occupying and also taking over her bedroom. So my suggestion to her was to put in some shelving in a small alcove by the wardrobe and then also an armchair by their window. So both of these areas currently in her bedroom and my dad's bedroom are dead space. So in other words, they are taking up square feet, but they provide no valuable use to my parents. In fact, not only are they the dead spaces, but they have accumulated these piles of stuff. It's that instinctive draw, isn't it? You know, after a long day's work, you come home and, well, there's a corner free, so you throw your clothes into that corner. And it's not attractive. And also, it induces stress. Nobody wants to be reminded of the mountains of washing or ironing or organizing that they have left to do just as they're waking up first thing in the morning or going to bed at night. So, as I say, my suggestion to her had been put in some shelving and a cute little armchair in that corner there. But my mum, who is a very practical person, and that is not to say anything negative at all, because, you know, for me, she keeps my feet grounded. I often have my head in the air, head in the clouds, and so I love having that kind of feedback to bounce off of from her point of view. But she was arguing that the shelves would get in the way of the wardrobe and that the armchair was just impractical and unnecessary, that they would never go out. Her and my dad would never go out specifically to look for a decorative armchair, as she called it. Now, to explain to any listeners out there, because obviously you don't have a visual image of the bedroom that I'm talking about in the wardrobe, well, the wardrobe actually opens laterally via sliding doors. So in other words, there would be no issues opening or accessing the clothes and the shoes, whatever is inside them. Then on top of that, there is a good width of wall, clear, empty, unused wall within this alcove that I'm speaking about to work with. if we apply clever, smart, sleek design, installing shelves in this alcove, really, they wouldn't even come close to the wardrobe doors. Hence, no problem. Hence, practicality. Hence, useful space that was once dead and invaluable. Right, onto that armchair that I was talking about. So this is actually now moving along the same wall, but over towards the window, so it's on the opposite side of the bedroom now. We have a little corner, which currently holds actually a desk chair. Doesn't really fit into the aesthetics of the bedroom. It's a large black roller desk chair, the typical chair that you always want to spin around on. Now, obviously, this chair doesn't really have much of a use for my parents. They're not exactly sitting down to work there or to read or anything. It's not comfortable for that. There's no desk there. But what it does have are piles of stuff, as does the other corner in the alcove. But why bother replacing one chair with another, you ask? And yes, my mum also asked, and yes, I have thought about this. Well, quick answer is armchair, nice little reading nook in your bedroom, sounds luxurious and so lovely, and it just enhances the look of your bedroom. A desk chair doesn't do that, but we're talking about practical terms, aren't we here? So being smart about it, you can always get armchairs with hidden compartments for storage. If an armchair is perhaps too big for that space, well, then you have other options, and that could be a footstool or an end of bed bench of some sort, an ottoman. The point I'm trying to make is that removing an item that doesn't really belong to a particular room, i.e. the desk chair in the bedroom, it takes away that aspect of, well, this is not really useful, so I'm just going to put on, you know, my stuff on there, and I'll throw some clothes on there, and later on I can sort it out. Whereas if you put something in that occupies the space, because again, if you just were to leave the corner open, inevitably clothes would find themselves in, you know, lying there eventually. But if you put in an armchair, you put in an ottoman, a little footstool, something, it removes that draw of, well, I'm just going to throw this down on the floor here now. And also it does provide that useful storage that you do need. You can put in books, or you can put in, you know, your socks, or it can be a little underwear compartment, whatever you need, towels. It is a way of turning dead space into useful, practical purpose. I have yet to persuade my parents into installing those shelves and the armchair, so we'll see where that goes. But I do realise that, you know, people can often be hesitant, because not only is it the cost of buying materials for doing these projects, you know, an armchair is not cheap. Shelving good wood and other materials is not cheap. But it's also the time that you have to put in, maybe a weekend or a few weekends or even some weekday nights. And I completely understand that. What I think is important when you are considering doing something like this, an interior design project, you have to think about the value that it's going to bring to you, to the space around you, how it's going to make you feel. I personally feel a lot calmer and more productive when I am working in an organized environment, when I don't have my clothes lying on the floor. That's not to say that there aren't any clothes lying on my floor, because I think right now there is definitely a jumper or two on the floor. But I have my room set up in a way that it's easy to take those stuff off the floor, the books, put them on a shelf, and then, you know, in a matter of minutes, my room is clear and clean, and I feel much better for it. So, interior design, is it really that impractical? I don't think so, and I'd hope you'd all agree. Thank you so much for listening to my very first ever podcast. I'm looking forward to doing the next one, and I hope to see you then soon. Bye-bye.